broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for... Wow, it's already April the 2nd in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country. Yes, indeed, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced that the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the Founding Fathers, one of the great peaceful, restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Nothing will beat a good moral people involved in the proper role of constitutional limited government. Get involved today. As you know, we reject revolution, stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. There is no other broadcast on the planet as positive and as encouraging and as hopeful and as God, family, and country-centered as Liberty Roundtable Live. If you believe we provide value to you, bringing news the networks refuse to use forward, focusing on the traditions of our founding fathers and more, then reciprocate and donate today. Every penny could be used to grow our presence in the media. We have day jobs. We're not begging for your money like a lot of folks. We are asking you to grow our presence in the media if you find what we do valuable. All right, we had our guest on yesterday, Mr. Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org. And we talked about, have you seen the movie Unplanned yet? If you haven't, you ought to go see it. It is rated R, but it's only because Holly Warped doesn't want you to see it. And it is because there are some incredibly graphic scenes relating to the pro-murder mills in America and around the world, sadly. Anyway, we'll talk more about Unplanned in just a second as the broadcast unfolds today. We also talked about Abby Johnson explains the parents' rated R rating to parents, etc. We talked about, is Twitter censoring Unplanned? Website demise, Twitter having problems after people are getting a lot of backlash saying, wait a minute, there's censoring going on. We talked about Hunger Games. We talked about 4 years of Saudi / U.S. aggression in Yemen. Boy, howdy, is that going on? We're out of control, folks. We're in too many nations, militarily speaking. I'll tell you that right now. The Founding Fathers warned us of these foreign entanglements. We had to back out and defend America for a change. Our border leaks like a sieve. We talked about this representative. I don't even know this guy. His name is Ro Khanna, or I don't know how you say that. Nevertheless, a Democrat of California calls for a bipartisan coalition to work with President Trump on ending foreign wars. I think we're all on the same team as Americans. Amen. You know, I really agree with these liberals, these leftists, but in this case, spot on. Why don't we work together to back out of wars, huh? Great point. We got to give credit where credit's due. Even when we disagree with folks on some issues, when they're right, why don't we double down and support the right ideas? All right, say goodbye to internet freedom. As you know, government's in bed with big, massive tech corporations. They're literally destroying liberty. They claim there's fake news everywhere, and then the biggest purveyors of fake news double down and get the support of government, and the rest of us get sidelined, wrongfully so. Free speech simply being tossed into the ash heap of history if we're not very, very careful, folks. Fox News host Jeanine Pirro is back on air. That's great news, by the way. Hour two at Liberty Roundtable Live, brought to you in part by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. I'm telling you, it tastes phenomenal. It's good for your health. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more and get your Raw Honey delivered today. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or call him at 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or simply go to localhoneyman.com. That's localhoneyman.com. All right, second hour, our guest, Mr. Scott Bradley. His website, freedomsrisingsun.com. Check out his weekly webinars, Q&A, and more on incredible topics relating to his goal to preserve the nation. Boy, do we agree with that goal. Anyway, freedomsrisingsun.com. Check it out. Scott talked about the Saudis who took part in Jamal Khashoggi's murder were likely trained in America. Yeah, that's a big concern. But we've been training and funding and arming enemies around the world for decades, folks. We're the biggest arms dealer in the world. Does that make you feel great? We've become a warlike people, sadly, folks, and we better jettison that agenda and follow the Prince of Peace. I'll tell you that right now. Trump to GM and the UAW on autos. Bring the plants back. Get those plants open. No, I agree with the point. We could make things. We could manufacture things in America. We could have manufacturing and agriculture and all kind of things in America. But we got to have tariffs at the border to pay for the proper role of limited government. But see, you can't increase tariffs without decreasing taxes on the backs of the people. That's the part Donald's missing. He's doing a great job on the tariff side of things. But you know what? You got to reduce taxes on the American people. And when you do that, then you shift the burden off the backs of the American people. And thus, the economy starts to rock and roll like you have never seen before. Go study the Founding Fathers' economic engine. I'm telling you, it unleashed unprecedented success. So anyway, I appreciate President Trump. He's lowered some taxes, and he's brought tariffs to the border. We just need more of that same formula for success. I'm telling you right now. All right, Lyft. Interesting. This is the, the smaller alternative to Uber. Anyway, Lyft gives almost exclusively to Democrats. Again, the partisan divide. Really, Lyft is given to swamp monsters, folks, because they know they're the ones that can pull the lever in their favor for special treatment, right? That's what's going on, folks. GOP launches, quote, House Energy Action Team to supposedly counter the Green New Deal. Waste of time. The inside swamp monsters are against us all. They're for the Green New Deal, folks. They just are. And after all, who created the Energy Department? That's done nothing since what? Was it 1987 or 77 when that thing came into being? I'll have to look that up. I don't know who it was under, but it was, you know, I don't really see them talking about abolishing the Energy Department anytime soon, even though it's wasted literally billions of dollars. All right, that's a recap of yesterday's show. It is available online free at libertyroundtable.com. Of course, if you cruise by there and download some free content and you believe it's worthy of your support, donate today at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Kurt, you and I have made the point oftentimes. A lot of folks are saying, you know what, stick a fork in it. The fat lady's sung. America's done. Give up on it. I'm disenfranchised. There's nothing I can do. You know, we've heard that for 25 plus years, and we've rejected that notion the whole time. Because remember, this is one of the most positive, forward-looking, hopeful, do something, do what we can, trust in God, do our best, trust in God for the rest talk show on the radio these days, right? And so what happened is, we always tell you, when good people get involved, good things happen. And everybody says, oh, we always lose in the courts. We always lose here. We always lose there. And we say, no, it isn't true. And you and I point to item after item after item after item where there's just success, right? Well, we can do it again, Kurt.
That's exactly right.
We can good do it again point. According to this last weekend. What am I talking about? Well, they had a media blackout. They had an R rating. They even had a suspended Twitter account, Kurt. But that mattereth not. The pro-life movie, unplanned, still defied all odds, Kurt. Right? This is
That's
a great,
exactly
great,
right.
great example of the point we've been making for decades. Believe it or not, on yep. opening weekend, that was last weekend, Kurt, the true story about former Planned Parenthood director Abby Johnson climbed to number 5 on the box office charts, doubling projections with $6 million in ticket sales. They thought it would only garner 3, but it doubled that, even with the blackout, the R rating, and the suspended Twitter account. And the film, believe it or not, was in only 1,000 theaters, Kurt. This is unprecedented, they say. $6 million. I'd be interested to see how much the movie cost to make in relation to that, by the way. I didn't find that figure somewhere. We'll try to dig that up. That's always interesting.
It cost 6.
It cost 6 to make?
Yes.
Okay, so they made their money back in the first weekend with only 1,000 theaters. I mean, that is incredible. Just imagine making a movie and then, hey, one weekend and you got all your money back. You haven't begun to see the money they'll make from this film, Kurt. To make others is the whole point. These are the Christian people that have made a lot of good Christian movies that have just been smash hits every time, by the way. And I bring this up primarily because of the success. Now, not only is the media blacked out on this thing, an R rating, the suspended Twitter account. They've done everything they can to shut this thing down. But what's funny is, now that it did so well, it doubled projections, made their money back first weekend. Now the mainstream press is kind of writing about it in disparaging details. So, for example, they'll say the anti-abortion film the this, the that, the okay, and it all depends on how you write the narrative. Again, this is where the mainstream press just sells you down the river. They're pro-death folks, okay? But we call it the pro-life movie, Unplanned. That's what it is. It's a pro-life movie. It's not an anti-abortion movie, okay? Now, is it anti-abortion? Well, I guess so. It's a pro-life movie, though, not a pro-death movie. It's anti-murder. See, that's where they kind of play games. Anti-abortion, like anti-women's rights movie. See, wait a minute. That's where they manipulate it. But on opening weekend, the true story, this is the important part that you got to kind of get, the true story about Abby Johnson, former Planned Parenthood director. So it tells her true story, Kurt, and it's pro-life. What's there not to like? But the mainstream press just can't stand this. But the film, Kurt, was in only 1,000 theaters last weekend, as I mentioned. Guess how many theaters this weekend? Did you see this?
No.
1,700.
That should make it a little more profitable this
weekend. It depends on how, you know, the mainstream press links the story. So if they talk about 1,700 theaters, and then they tell you that it's a, you know, pro-abortion, this is old, tired, yesterday news, those whacked-out Christians are at it again, you know, narrative, then... You know, hey, if the American people fall for that lie, then it, you know, might not do as well as we had hoped. But just imagine a little bit of positive press and double the theaters almost. And what if it was in theaters all across the country? What if the theater industry or the, I don't know, Hollywarped industry let the people decide and painted a fair narrative? This thing would be a... Let's talk about it. Sam and Kurt in seconds.
Hey, listen up. This is a deep state alert. Former Texas Congressman Steve Stockman, who moved to arrest Lois Lerner for contempt of Congress, has been imprisoned by the very office that Lerner led. You heard right. Stockman hit the Obama administration hard, and they hit back with the full force of the federal government. The guy who said he wanted Mark Levin as Speaker of the House was the first to threaten Obama's impeachment, exposed Hillary selling steel to the Iranians, and blocked both Obama's immigration and gun bills from even reaching the House. But Obama holdovers came after him in federal court with trumped up charges and have locked our guy up. Like many others, he was on Obama's hit list. Steve fought for us in Congress, now we need to fight for him. Don't abandon this wounded hero on the battlefield. Let's help cover his massive legal costs. To chip in $5 or more, text the word FIGHT to 444-999. That's FIGHT, F-I-G-H-T, to 444-999, or go to defendapatriot.com. That's defendapatriot.com.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Telling you right now, news the networks refuse to use on tap when Sam and Kurt take to the airwaves. Media blackout. An R rating. Even a suspended Twitter account meant it was a smash hit on opening weekend, ladies and gentlemen. The true story about former Planned Parenthood director Abby Johnson climbed the number 5 at the box office charts. These guys, they say tracking estimates suspected they'd only get about $3 million, but they doubled it and got 6. The movie cost 6 to make, all their money back in 1,000 theaters, and this weekend, 1,700 theaters on tap. I guess it was 1,059 theaters last weekend, to be exact. Now, most of the top 20 grossing theaters are usually like in L.A. and New York and all this kind of stuff. But none, Kurt, none of the unplanned theaters were there. The film performed best, Kurt, at the Dallas, Fort Worth, AMC, North Park 15 Theater. And most of its business was done in the South and the Midwest. And this highlights the conservative viewpoint, if you will, of the film. Conservatives love it, and they're coming out in droves to support it. Now, Kurt, do you know how many theaters are in the United States about?
No.
All right. Well, this ought to help you kind of put it in perspective. About 39,000, sir.
39,000.
Yes, sir.
Theaters.
That's correct.
Wow.
So the reason that I bring this up is when you say 39,000 and 1,000 take a film, what's that, Kurt, in your mind? Is it about, what, 2.5%? Little over 2%?
Yeah, sounds like it.
Right. Well, just say 40,000 to 1,000. So if you said 80,000, it would be 2,000. If you said 100,000, it would be 2,500, 2,500, right? So it's about 2.5%. Right. You follow me? Not too good at math, but I'm trying. All right. Anyway, the point that I'm getting at is, so 2.5% of the theaters, my friend. Is that right?
Okay.
I gotta try to figure this out now.
You said 39,000 theaters.
In America versus 1,000 covering something.
Well, there's 1,000 covering.
Yep. So you times that by 2.5 to get 100. Times 1,000, 2,500, it's about 2.5%, right?
2.5641,
All right. Yes, yeah, sorry. I'm not that good. Right? Yep. Computers are smarter than me. You know what I'm talking about? Except I did it in a tenth of the time the computer got there. But anyway.
Yeah, good point.
Now, the reason that I bring this up, Kurt, is Liz just kind of to ask this question. If 2.5% of the theaters cover a film and it doubles estimates, $6 million, what could it be like if even 10% of the theaters took it?
Well, it's like the thing where we talk about, Rush Limbaugh or Sean Hannity getting on 600 radio stations or whatever, and that's simply because of their backing, their big money and that kind of thing.
Yeah, that's right.
And then, the little engine that could or whatever, us or other, lesser known entities, are lucky to get on a few stations and, so... Kind of like that.
Exactly like that. Anyway, so I bring this up, though, just to say, just imagine if America's theaters, but here's the point, Kurt, who owns the theaters? Is it a bunch of constitutional conservatives that run those 39,000 theaters, my friend?
I don't think so.
No, we don't buy theaters, Kurt. We don't run theaters. Right?
Well,
we don't buy the media. We don't run the media.
Yeah, right.
Now, don't get me wrong. There's exceptions. Kurt's going to bring up, there's people that do. He's right, and I commend them. Just think if we didn't have those 1,000 wonderful people or wonderful, I don't know what you say, organizations or companies. I mean, I don't know who owns each one of them, right?
Yeah.
But whoever chose to back this 1,000, 59 theaters, I commend them. So I'm not saying that we don't have anybody doing it. We do. Just not enough is the point, right? And just imagine so when we get 20 or 1,700 theaters, this will be interesting this weekend, and we see what the numbers are going to be. As you say, Kurt, it ought to do quite well. I agree. It depends on how, of a big agenda the mainstream press does it. Do they ignore it? Do they highlight it fairly and honestly and openly? Do they trash it? Ignoring it is probably the worst thing that could happen to us. Right? But if you get, listen carefully, here's my point. If you get 1,700 theaters and then 1,059, you're at 2,800 theaters almost? Well, I said 2,500, would be the 2.5% idea, right? Well, so time will tell what it all looks like, but we're going to gain some insights. I hope they literally get the 12 million or more. And if they can do it again this weekend with double the theaters and get $6 million again, it'll be 12 million. They would have doubled their money in 2 weekends. Furthermore, we've only had 2.5% of the theaters even cover it. If you get this to even a tenth of the nation, Kurt, which would require how many theaters? About 3,900?
Yep.
So, only one third more, if you will, than we're going to get with these 2 weekends. Am I making any sense? You would literally probably get more like $30 million from this film, Kurt. Take six to make it, you garner $30 million.
Yeah, on the other hand, it looks like Disney...
Wait, just imagine if the nation had the chance to see this film, Kurt.
Yeah, good point.
So anyway, I don't mean to belabor the point. We can move on. But I wanted to really kind of put this in perspective.
This is kind of connected to it.
Sure.
At least in my opinion, the whole movie news world, though we don't typically, jump into much. But Disney's got a movie that they spent $170 million on. And so let's see, these guys spent $6,170,000. Yeah, that's close to what was that, 30 times as much, and this movie Dumbo, they say got a mediocre $45 million over the weekend. So they didn't make as much as they spent, like the $6 million guys did. Made it back the first weekend. They're kind of worried about it. I look at it and think, isn't it amazing, the huge amount? I wonder how many screens, I'll work on how many screens Dumbo was on,
Well, and then what you got to do is you got to take the amount made, $6 million divided by 1,059 screens, and get a number. And then you got to take whatever number of screens, that Dumbo got. And I'm not against Dumbo, by the way. Let's be clear. I mean, of all the movies you could put out, Dumbo's maybe not my favorite. But at the same time, I wouldn't say it's bad. I mean, look, this just shows when Disney starts releasing some of these movies, you kind of understand they know where the cash cow is too, right, Kurt? And so when you put Dumbo together, $45 million and this one, $6 million, you're over $51 million conservatives put out for entertainment. We got to be careful. I mean, I support the good films, but man, we're bred and circused to death, aren't we?
According to the Wrap, yes, we are. According to the Wrap, Dumbo had 4,259 screens.
So, what, quadruple about?
Yeah.
1,059 to 4,200 and whatever, and, it's about quadruple, right? Okay, right. And they got a lot more money, though. They got double the money.
Well, they got $46 million.
Yeah, I'm saying when you gross it up and say $6 million for 1,000 screens, and then you times that by four, so you get 24. It's almost double.
That's right.
Because you got to do the right relationship. You can't just say it's not double because one's $6 million, one's $45 million, or whatever it is. Because you got to compare it to where it aired, right? In other words, how much coverage it got. It's kind of like, how well do we do in the tiny markets we have compared to how well the big boys do in the markets they have? You can't just compare our little markets to their markets. We're tiny. We're nothing. But when you gross it up in realistic comparison of support or feedback or whatever you want to say, in this case, ticket sales, then you got to put the either you got to gross one down to match, or you got to gross the other one up to match. You can't just ignore the reality without the scaling, right? Anyway,
right.
I digress. I do it all in my head, and I'm just kind of slow, but maybe I can catch everybody up to what I'm thinking. Mm-hmm. All I'm telling you, though, is that it's just incredible. It's just absolutely incredible. And I bring it up because Disney knows where the money is. Kurt, you're wise to bring this up. It's directly related. And I'm glad that Americans are putting their money into both. Because compared to what they could be putting their money into, a lot of these other films that are rated R, that legitimately ought to be rated R, etc. Right. Anyway, we want to bring this up too. I guess Disney banning all smoking at parks. What do you say to that, Kurt?
It's their private park, and I kind of think so. They got the right to do that. I'm grateful. It is kind of strange, Sam, but after about 20 years, we've got plans to be in a Disney park. I would prefer to be somewhere else for the whole homosexual crowd and all that kind of stuff that Disney promotes and supports and stuff like that. But we are invited with some of our grandchildren to be there, so we'll attempt it.
All right, Kurt's going to Disneyland. I guess he can't smoke when he's there. Thank heavens he doesn't smoke anyway, huh? All right, by the way, I think they can do whatever they want in their private park. That's private property, ladies and gentlemen. If you don't like it, I don't know what to tell you. Why don't you build a smoking park then? Just call it Disney Smoking. See what I mean? All right, Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam and Kurt in seconds.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump says he doesn't mind waiting until after the 2020 election for Republicans to come up with a replacement for Obamacare. He says the GOP is developing what he calls a really great health care plan, but he adds a congressional vote won't be taken until the GOP holds the Senate and wins back the House. He hopes some Senate Democrats want to abolish the Electoral College and are expected to introduce a constitutional amendment this week that would do so. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote in 2016, but Donald Trump secured the presidency by winning the Electoral College tally. A final vote's expected today to send a state Senate bill to the Texas House that would bar all Texas cities and counties from doing any business with Planned Parenthood. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
It's amazing but true. When it comes to one of America's biggest household expenditures, health care, a lot of people think they've got no choice. People are used to thinking we have to do it this way, but they don't. Yes, you have the freedom to choose an alternative with your health care. It's MediShare, and it costs way less than the alternatives. The typical family saves $500 a month, not a year. A month. And if you're single, this can save you a lot too. And let's face it, a big reason MediShare is 400,000 people strong, it just works. They've shared over $3 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. Joining MediShare for so many people is one of those things that makes you say, why didn't I do this before? So yes, the time has come for something better. Look into joining MediShare and see why so many people are opting out of the old way and into the new. Why not look into this? Just call 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM. 855-90-PSALM.
Former Vice President and expected White House candidate Joe Biden now facing accusations of inappropriate touching from two women. Here's USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
One of them, former Nevada politician Lucy Flores, who's also a Democrat, saying she felt uncomfortable 5 years ago when he allegedly kissed the back of her head, smelled her hair, and put his hands on her shoulders. Biden, in a written statement, says he doesn't remember it this way. On Capitol Hill, Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi saying the accusations against Biden don't disqualify him from running for president. Biden has yet to come forward to say he's even running in 2020.
The U.S. Army's investigating the death of a soldier from New Jersey who was killed over the weekend during a live training exercise in Alaska. According to officials, Specialist Nicholas Peter DeMona III was shot on Saturday at the Donnelly training area near Fort Greely. He died while receiving medical attention. And this is USA Radio News.
The point is, ladies and gentlemen, when good people get involved, phenomenal things happen literally every time. The point is, you're not disenfranchised. The point is, we got the road to hoe, that's for sure. But you know what? Good people are doing good things. There's not enough of us, I freely admit. Compared to the liberals, we certainly don't stick together and we certainly don't focus on what we need to. But you know what? We're learning to. And that's the point. We are making a difference. There are good people doing good things, and we are learning to. And I don't mean to beat on this to be negative. I mean to really highlight this to encourage us to say, look, it is working. We are making a difference. We are making progress. Good things are happening. All is not lost. This is the greatest country on the face of the earth. Never forget it. Keep it in focus. And let's just use this as a call to do our duty. A call to get involved, despite the media blackout, despite the R rating, despite the suspended Twitter account. Wow, opening weekend, the true story of Abby Johnson, unplanned. Wow, great movie. $6 million, 1,000 theaters, 1,700 theaters this weekend. Hopefully it'll just continue to snowball and just do phenomenal. Our prayers are with them. We're grateful for their example and their efforts. And like we say, when good people get involved, great things happen. And we're seeing it all over. Disney banning smoking in parks. They have that right in their private property organizations. I'd ban smoking if I had a park, too. And you know what? I'm not saying people don't have the freedom to smoke. But you know what? I don't really like, you know, when you smoke, the problem is you take away other people's freedoms, right? My rights end where yours begin. And if I smoke and then you're forced to smell it, what's up with that? So that's kind of the interesting thing. All right, Kurt, do you know where Verona...
A couple of footnotes real quick for you, Sam. You know, you were wondering about, hey, out of the 39,000 screens, I guess you got... because a lot of theaters have multiple screens in them.
Yeah, and they're calling them different theaters only because they can show different things at a time in this scenario that I gave. But you're right.
All right.
Well, so anyway, if one theater has 10 screens, I'm calling it 10 theaters because you can... But you're right. It's number of locations is way less than that. But go ahead.
Very good. I'm looking at a QZ.com piece with the headline, the Chinese Communist Party's richest man is now the biggest owner of U.S. movie theaters. And so you've got, it says, AMC Entertainment, the movie theater chain owned by Chinese conglomerate Dalian Wanda, has purchased Carmike Cinemas, a rival 3,000 screen chain known as America's Hometown Theater Circuit, for $1.1 billion. The deal puts AMC into the top spot in the U.S. movie theater industry with 8,380 screens and over 600 theaters across the country. My question
is, 8,000 versus 40, he owns 20% of the business alone, this Chinese leader, right?
Yeah.
And
yeah.
They only believe in what, one child? Murder all the girls? Kind of an agenda?
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Which one do you think they want to put in there more, like Dumbo or Unplanned? But anyway.
Or either of them, put in something else.
Yeah, good point.
Yeah, it's a great call and a great point, and something we should certainly highlight, and that is the point. Why does this Chinese guy own 20% of the theaters in America when, you know, what about families? What about Americans? Why don't we get into the theater business?
Here's some of the other ones that, you know, I've never heard of, but anyway, you got Regal Entertainment. They say they have 7,361.
So there's another 20%.
Screens. Yep. Then there's Cinemark Theaters. I've heard of that, 4,518.
So let me just stop you there. Then they've only got 10%. So between that, we just did 50% between three players, right, Kurt? About?
Yeah.
Not exactly, but about.
And then you've got Marcus Theaters at 675, Harkins Theaters, 446.
Okay, so hold on, stop.
Goes down from there.
So you got what, maybe 8 or 10 players that you know, have 90% of the market, Kurt?
I think so. That's kind of like, you know, radio and TV.
Kind of like, yeah. It's just that radio and TV are a little further along the consolidation matrix, and so there's a few less players. But the point's well taken.
At least in this world, you don't have an FCC or whatever that has to, I suppose.
There's an equivalent somewhere, Kurt. There's what's called the SEC.
I suppose there would be. Is it?
Yeah, you know what the SEC is called? Well, no. You know what the SEC is, don't you?
Securities and Exchange Commission.
Yeah, that kind of regulates everybody if they start getting, quote, too big or whatever you want to say.
Oh, okay. All right.
Right. Then they manipulate it. Then they say, oh, my goodness, even though we were supposed to prevent them from getting too big, now they got too big and now they just can't fail. We got to back them with your tax dollars. And, you know, they get into that scenario. See, government always is at the helm with their manipulations, folks. They just need to get out of it. But I would encourage Americans to own theaters. Kurt.
Good point. And one other thing out of this article, it says, will dominance of the theater market by a communist party heavyweight influence what America, what appears on American screens? What do you think the answer to that is?
Well, it depends on the way you look at it, Kurt. If you want to just pretend communism's not a threat, if you want to pretend we're like-minded in our viewpoints, then probably not. If you want to talk about reality, then of course. I mean, the idea in the 60s or earlier that communists would own 20% of our movie theaters would be absolutely, I mean, I'm not advocating for this, but it would be get in the streets and revolt kind of time, right, Kurt? But nowadays, we just simply go, hey, do they got good popcorn over there?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. One lady says she's a professor at the University of Canterbury, and they study the Communist Party. She says there are multiple ways in which China gets its message out. Yeah. There's multiple ways that everybody gets their message out.
Well, not the conservatives. There's hardly any ways they get their message out.
Well, I know, but theirs is just in, you know, I guess you could say relaxing around or whatever.
Yeah, it'd be great if we had a, you know, Patriot movie chain. I'll tell you that right now. Just think of what we could show, and just think of what a difference it could make in America, Kurt. Just imagine if you were showing Dumbo and Unplanned and some of these things, as opposed to a lot of the other things that could be shown. Anyway, all I'm telling you is it's great news, And again, I don't know which of these chains. I'd be interested to see the 1,000 theaters that covered it, which chains were willing. And I'd also be interested to see the 1,700 theaters coming up this weekend for Unplanned, which ones. And I'd be interested to see if this Chinese, you know, guy that's wrapped up these two companies, these three top companies that have 50% of the market, I wonder if they're involved. I hope so. But all I'm telling you is I doubt it. All right. Kurt, do you know what, where Verona is?
Verona. Isn't that a song?
I don't know.
I don't know where Verona is.
Verona's a place, as far as I understand, it's in Italy, Kurt.
Oh.
Okay. Well, I told you we were going to Rome on the break. I tried to give Kurt a heads up on some of the stories,
right.
And I'm out in the weeds.
Sorry about that.
It's in Italy.
Well, then I got off on these footnotes, and so I forgot where we were going. Yeah. Well, there you go.
But you got to go there, though.
Verona, right? Italy.
Now, I don't know if you know, but Verona, Italy is the famous setting of the Shakespeare fictional Romeo and Juliet, right? And it dubs itself the City of Love, Kurt. Did you know that?
No. I mean...
I would normally disagree with this, right?
All right.
Because I don't really think a fictional story about, like, two people getting together in a suicide pact, that's really, like, love. That's, to me, just kind of the betrayal of love. But nevertheless, everybody seems to love that Romeo and Juliet stuff, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's super romantic, and everybody just thinks it's just incredible, you know, wordsmithing. And I don't agree. I just think, you know, who wants to get together and create a death pact? It doesn't sound like love to me. It sounds like very selfish agendas. But that's just me, right? Of course, I'm ignorant and don't understand Shakespeare. If I wasn't so redneck, I might get it. But anyway.
Yeah.
The reason that I tell you this is because this past weekend, it was the love of the natural family that was celebrated as Verona played host to the 13th World Congress of Families. WCF is what it's nicknamed, World Congress of Families, WCF, drawing together representatives of pro-family groups around the globe. And the event ended with a march for the family through the streets of Verona, Italy. And believe it or not...
World Congress of Families.
Huh? Believe it or not, the European premiere of the new pro-life film Unplanned was highlighted as the organizers declared... The winds of change are blowing through Europe, and pro-family is in the cards. They say the future belongs to those who embrace the natural birth of children and the natural family. And Tony Perkins of Washington, or Family Research Council, brought this to my attention, Kurt, and I commend them. And I'm just telling you, so, you know, Verona, kind of interesting. The love of the natural family that was celebrated, Kurt. Verona, Italy.
Well, yeah.
I think that's pretty cool.
Stuff. Yeah. Now, I guess, Sam, they had their protesters.
That's why it's called Love and Hate in Verona, Kurt. The love was going on, but then the haters came out too, right?
The MSN.com boys say 20,000 protests against World Congress of Families in Verona. Well, doggone it. Too bad.
Well, you can expect it. You know, the war that was waged in heaven continues on earth. But I'm telling you, good people were doing good things. And just imagine if somebody thought we were disenfranchised and decided not to work on the World Conference World Conference of Families, WCF?
Congress of Families. Yeah.
World Congress of Families. Okay. Just imagine if people thought we were already lost and that it wasn't worth doing. But now you got what? 13th year? People all over the world from all kinds of countries? Meeting at places around the world to support the traditional family and traditional marriage and birth? Wow.
I'd advise Mr. Trump to stop whining and go try to make his case to get votes.
The press has created a rigged system. They even want to try and rig the election.
Well, I tell you what, it helps in Ohio that we got Democrats in charge of the machines.
And poisoned the mind of so many of our voters.
At the polling booths where so many cities are corrupt. And voter fraud is all too common. And then they say, oh, there's no voter fraud in our country.
I come from Chicago. So I want to be honest. It's not as if it's just Republicans who have monkeyed around with elections in the past. Sometimes Democrats have too. You know, whenever people are in power, they have this tendency to try to, you know, tilt things in their direction.
There's no voter fraud.
you start whining before the game's even over. Whenever things are going badly for you and you lose, you start blaming somebody else. Then you don't have what it takes to be in this job.
Hi, I'm Patty, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman. In Congress, Steve sought impeachment of Eric Holder for his corruption of the Justice Department and his fast and furious gun running that caused Border Agent Brian Talley's death. Steve called for arrest of Lois Lerner for her contempt of Congress as it investigated her targeting of conservative nonprofit groups. After 4 years, four grand juries, and millions of tax dollars, Steve Stockman is in prison. His case involved four checks to nonprofits. DOJ has one standard for Hillary Clinton, but another for folks like President Trump and my husband. We've spent all our savings, all Steve's retirement, and much of mine. Steve Stockman has fought for you and America. Won't you join me now to fight for Steve? To help, text FIGHT to 444-999. Text F-I-G-H-T to 444-999 or go to defendapatriot.com. Defendapatriot.com.
All right, so we're talking about the World Congress of Families, ladies and gentlemen. Verona, Italy, played host to the 13th annual World Conference or World Congress of Families. And representatives of pro-family groups around the world got together to talk about natural birth and marriage and the traditional family and the God-ordained fundamental unit of society. It was just phenomenal. People around the world, tons of non-governmental organizations and governments and everything else. Just a tremendous, just imagine, Kurt, if people just thought, oh, we had already lost the fight, man. But no, these people took courage and said, wait a minute, we have something worthy, something sacred to defend, something sacred to stand for. And so they got together. They're standing, they're lifting where they stand. They're getting involved. And just think, this has become an incredible thing. And, you know, we learned about this when a buddy of ours, Richard Wilkins, back in the day, we've been talking about this for, what, since the first one or two conferences. We've been around for a long time talking about this. And I'm just telling you, it continues to grow. And believe it or not, you don't even hear about it at all that they met. In other words, when pro-family leaders and governments and non-governmental organizations meet around the world, they meet in this place, in Verona, the city of love, the place of Romeo and Juliet or whatever. Kurt, did you hear about this from anybody else in the news, my friend?
Drudge didn't have room for it on there, Sam.
Well, why not,
they
Kurt?
They have all those little lines and stuff, and there just wasn't any room.
What could be more important than a bunch of people and governments and people working the 13th annual meeting talking about this thing, celebrating and focusing on the solutions, Kurt?
And I noticed Rush Limbaugh didn't really have any space for that in his three-hour program. I mean, because it's just packed with nonstop news right on top of the other. You know, I mean, it doesn't really go over one story and just basically do that for the whole 3 hours. You know, I mean, he's full of
information. I like stopping on stories that have solutions in them. Okay, and I think about a few things. This wonderful movie going on, Unplanned. Not that it's wonderful that we have to cover such grisly news, but wonderful that people are starting to understand. And hopefully that'll make a difference, right? But I want to highlight Mike Lee. So Mike Lee standing up in the Senate, no one talking about it. Here's the radio commercial I put together about it. I want to play this again.
You know where the solution can be found, Mr. President? In churches, in wedding chapels, in maternity wards across the country and around the world. More babies will mean forward-looking adults, the sort we need to tackle long-term, large-scale problems. American babies in particular are likely going to be wealthier, better educated, and more conservation-minded than children raised in still industrializing countries. As economist Tyler Cowen recently wrote, quote, by having more children, you're making your nation more populous, thus boosting its capacity to solve climate change. The planet does not need for us to think globally and act locally so much as it needs us to think family and act personally. The solution to so many of our problems, at all times and in all places, is to fall in love, get married, and have some kids.
Fall in love, get married, and have some kids, says the Utah Senator Mike Lee in front of the Senate. Blackout. Nobody that I know of is covering it but us, Kurt. And then you talk about this World Congress of Families, the 13th annual, happening in Verona, Italy. And I don't hear a single word about it, Kurt. And I'm telling you, the folks that are meeting, talking about the traditional family and marriage with countries and non-governmental organizations around the world. This is a global event, Kurt. And they're talking about these answers. Basically, they're saying, fall in love, get married, have children. That's the solution. The traditional family, the God-ordained fundamental unit of society. In that, you know, society will not be any stronger than its families. Okay, so they're highlighting this at this World Congress of Families in Verona, Italy of all places. And we don't even cover it. And then Mike Lee standing up in the Senate giving you the same solution. Kurt, they're both on the same wavelength as we have been for 25 years on this radio program. We're all working together. But there's a blackout, as far as I can tell. I mean, look, can you find this anywhere in the news, hardly? When I go to CNN, and I go to Fox, and I go to Rush Limbaugh, and I go to all the top talk show hosts, and I go to all the big news outlets, and man, I don't see anything on it, Kurt.
It's a great point, Sam. And, you know, all I can see when it comes to Mike Lee and, you know, this recent deal with the Green New Deal thing is that, you know, they say he mocks Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, or he, you know, there's Star Wars actor Mark Hamill blasts Mike Lee for his use, you know, or whatever, of a velociraptor, you know, in this, where he had this photo of Luke Skywalker on it. So, you know, I mean, they had to get him in there. But I don't see any real
nothing
points about, like you were saying, you know, when he said, fall in love, you know,
and get married,
some children, get married,
and have some children. Now, I look up the one word Verona, Kurt, because I think if I put in that word, it ought to give me a bunch of hit stories about what's going on with that. All I see is falling in love with Verona. I see Juliet's house. I see Verona travel guide, what to do in Verona.
You had to put in Verona and then World Congress of Families.
Yeah, I know, but how am I going to do that, Kurt?
I know, but that's the whole point. At least to me, it's the point. If you put in some other thing, like you put in Dumbo, it's going to come up with the whole thing about the movie and all that stuff. You know, but so somebody makes that decision.
That's the whole point. So Verona, the city of romance. They even talk about Verona, the city of the UNESCO World Heritage Center, Kurt. They mentioned that there.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Cities in Italy. Nothing, Kurt. Not a word. Right? Yep. Now, what if I put in Verona and family? Let's just kind of do this, because I think I always find this fascinating. And the reason that I find it fascinating is because, as you wisely point out, Kurt, this is because somebody created an algorithm, and the algorithm, the AI, artificial intelligence, has an agenda. So I put in Verona and family. Family of Verona. It's about Wikipedia. It's not what we're talking about at all. Top stories, they say. Web results. Verona family medicine. What? Protesters of family Congress. Breitbart. Okay, they at least covered it. I wish their headline was a little bit better. Instead of highlighting the protesters, I'd like to highlight the folks doing good like we did. Love and Hate in Verona, Family Research Council. That's where I got the article. Good for them. But again, all you get is Breitbart and the Family Research Council. Now, I commend them for doing it. The 10 best family hotels. We're already off the topic now. Videos. Protesters sing against families. World Family Congress, Verona, Italy, True News, Leftist Media Slams, Steve Turley. Then they move on to other stuff. It's already out of the news. The only people to cover it, Kurt, are Breitbart, us, the Family Research Council, and some other like-minded YouTuber or somebody that I don't know, but doing a great job nevertheless, right? That's it. I don't see anything else on it. Now, I don't know what else I could type in to get more,
But all you're going to see is any highlight they even give to it will be highlighting the protesters. And how needful it is to protest, because by golly, these people actually want a woman to be married to a man and stuff, Kurt. I mean, imagine that. And these.
Well, you can see why you got to go protest that. I mean, you know, that's trouble, Sam. I mean.
Anyway, I bring it up because I think that this is a tremendous work that's not being covered enough. And our prayers are with Mike Lee. Our prayers are with the movie makers of Unplanned. And our prayers are with this Verona, that they understand how valuable that event really was. And I should say is. Because I believe those, as Mike Lee pointed out, those are the solutions, Kurt. It isn't political. It isn't, you know, all your faith in Donald. It isn't the next politician, the next election. Although those things are good and we should fight in those arenas. We should fight in every arena where we can stand for God, family, and country. But I bring this up because this is an example where, hey, what if we had people owning radio stations, people owning movie theaters, people owning websites and news organizations, right? People need to build their own Drudge Report that would cover it. And so this is a clarion call for Americans to get involved. Because when we act, wonderful things happen. Just ask the folks that went to Italy. Okay? Just ask the people that created this wonderful film Unplanned. Just ask those who are getting involved. Right? Good things are happening. And man, it's not only are people doing great things, but then they even have a hard time letting people know about it. But we're going to do our best to play our part. Okay, we're true about this. We want real solutions on the table. And when we find them, we're going to back them. And you would say, well, man, all you covered in your whole first hour, Sam, is this Unplanned movie. And you mentioned that Disney is not allowing smoking. And you talked about a media blackout and all this stuff. And you talked about this Verona, Italy, playing host to the 13th World Congress of Families. That's all you talked about this whole hour, Sam. You're darn right. And we tied that to a senator and the World Congress of Families, and us, and a few others, standing for pro-life, standing for the traditional family, God, family, and country. I say it was worth more than just the hour, Kurt.
Very good. And a little footnote for you on the Department of Energy. It was founded in 1977. Jimmy Carter was the founder. I don't know why they call it that, but you know.
Yeah, Congress anyway. Actually was the founder. They're the ones that voted the money into place, Kurt.
Yeah, there you go. And so
right, I was wrong yesterday when I said 1987. I was guessing. Yeah. I remember there was a 7 in there.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. Anyway, but the Republicans haven't done anything to get rid of it.
Well, they sure ought to, you know. I mean, and then, you know, I found this interesting. It looks like, Sam, the Supreme Court says the Constitution does not ensure a painless execution. You know, it's amazing how many things they say that's in the Constitution that I can never find, but at least they didn't find this painless execution thing in there, Sam. I guess somebody was ticked off because he was worried that, you know, it was going to be kind of painful when they kill him, and you know, he didn't want that, you know, so he maintained that the state must seek out another method of execution, such as lethal gas instead of the lethal injection. Take your pick, I guess, you know.
Yeah, pick your poison.
Yeah, good point.
Wow. All right, there you have it, ladies and gentlemen.
I'll send you that story.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Hour one in the can, hour two coming up. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips always when it's Liberty Roundtable Live. Thanks for being with us. Your involvement, your support, we consider you family. As the Congress of Families meet around the world, we consider all together standing for liberty, the great family of God. As we always say, we are God's children. Let's act like it and treat each other with kindness. All who stand for the sacred cause of liberty are welcome, and we hope you help us advance the great cause to which we're all engaged. LibertyRoundtable.com, our website. We declare we the people, along with the grace of the Almighty, we can and will restore America. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.